Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and look at this. See how my title screen has changed? It's pretty crazy because DP was here, and just as he was leaving, I was loading up the game, expecting it to be just a regular scene. And remember, he hasn't seen what we've seen. So immediately, I'm like, don't look at that. Don't fucking look at the screen. He's like, I'm turning my head. He's like, that's... Like, he doesn't really know who that is, because it's a silhouette. But damn, I can't believe they changed it like that. They really are driving home this weird, unexpected fuck up of an... Hopefully not the end. But we'll see. Man, if being a dick ends like that... Ooh, I don't know. If he does this, I don't know. Maybe he won't do it in being a dick, but who knows? Anyway, we're in for a wild ride. I'm just gonna click the load button. Acting lessons. This is the last chapter of the game. I'm back, sweetie. Oh, shit, this is starting to look like... a game I've played. I'm not sure if it was the official no, there is no official translation. But apparently there was a version of Cross Channel. And in Cross Channel, again, there's two different translations for that. I read one. Apparently they're both kind of fan fiction and nothing's really official as far as Romeo's real script was. But what I read had a scene kind of like this where a character tortured the other character for several days, and I'll never forget that. I hope that's not what happens here, but it very well could be. I'm back, sweetie. I got your keys. Thanks for letting me borrow this. I made my own copy. Kind of feels like we're moving in together. Ha ha. Look at you. So sweet. You're already my favorite. I'm scared, Grim. When you wake up, this will be over. Ooh, wow. She's fucked in the head, guys. Could you love someone like me? You remind me of my last one. He was something special, but I scared him away. I bet you're just like him. I won't scare you away. I can be nice. Yes, I really think I can. Oh, no. This is getting too hardcore for me. You know that movie with Keanu Reeves where the two girls show up on his doorstep? That was way too much for me. I actually had panic attacks during that movie where I had to pause it because I was legit having fucking panic attacks. So hopefully that doesn't happen here because, you know, today is my birthday and I'd like to get some sleep before the festivities start in the daytime. It's 2:35 in the morning on my birthday, so yeah. Let's not have panic attacks over this game. Oh, wow. I'll see you later tonight. Don't forget our date now. Come on, bro. You gotta survive this. Aaliyah, hey, so you're his nurse too? Do you know him? Yeah, this is my best pal since college. Best pal isn't even the correct description. It's more like a younger brother, you know. We've always been there for each other. I'd be lost without him. And I know he needs me, too. Come on, bro, wake up. You're supposed to bang bitches, not your head. Uh-oh. Are we still on for chemo tomorrow? It's an appointment, not a date. Okay. Okay, it's time. Look, he's waking up. Don't be stupid, Leah. He told you about Megan staying with him. He's just helping her, right? But he's in our home. He can't just bring her into our life like that. Oh my god. This is getting all kinds of fucked, guys. After everything I've done for him, he wants to throw all that away for her. I'll make him forget all about her on Sunday. Haha, can you believe that just happened? No, that was so crazy. Stop using that word. I told you I can get wild sometimes. Yeah, but not in what capacity. Haha, oh sweetie, this has only begun. Just wait until next time. He wants me. That whore. She shouldn't be in our home. She's not special. Not at all. She doesn't matter to him anymore, though. I fucked him so hard he must have forgotten all about her. No, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. How could he do this to us? In our home. In our bed. This can't be happening. I can't believe I gave him her number. This is all my fault. I was just trying to get him to like me. So, that's what he likes. Young girls? Young and ugly girls? I can be like her. This is getting scary. There's actually, like, my stomach? Yeah, starting to feel kind of nauseous. Help me, Grim. I can't find them. What are you looking for, Megan? My shoes, I can't find them anywhere. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I saw them in the hallway before. No, they're definitely not there. Fuck it, I'll take another pair. We can leave now. You truly are blind, aren't you? Don't you see that I hurt too? I cry myself to sleep thinking about it. When are you gonna open your eyes and see me? Shit. And while I'm at this high that I feel right now, I wanted to ask you something. I've been thinking a lot this past weekend about you and I. I want to do it. I want to take the risk. I was thinking that we could try dating and learn more about each other. If you want to, that is. I'd love to, Megan. I think it would be great for us if we explored our feelings for each other. No, you whore! Two whores in our bed. In our home. That should be me. It will be me. Wake up, sweetie. We've got company. Wake up. I can see you twitching. No? Let's turn on the lights then, shall we? I said wake up! Oh. This is getting scary. There you are. Maybe I should have used less sedatives. But I managed to have fun without you. Remember Megan? She's a real fighter, that one. Megan. I didn't mean for this to happen, Grim. All I wanted was for you to see me. To look at me the same way that you look at her. Don't do anything stupid, Leah. Please, just let us go. It's way too late for that, sweetie. I'm not a moron. I'm not sure how to solve this, but I'll figure it out. One way or another, you're going to stay with me. She's the real problem, though. Please, don't hurt her. See, this is exactly what I mean. You don't care about me this way. You truly are blind, aren't you? Don't you see that I hurt too? I cry myself to sleep thinking about it. When are you gonna open your eyes and see me? Grim? Ah! Leah, stop it! You are the reason. It's all because of you. Oh, shit. Excuse me. Ow. Why couldn't you have just died in that fire? It would have solved everything. You just have to love my Grim. I know how to change your mind. Take a look at these. That's Grim fucking Hedwig. That's Grim fucking Hedwig. That happened before we became a couple, Megan. Don't listen to her, Megan. Shut up. You're such a whore. Megan should see the real you. There's nothing special about you. All you are is a pretty face. That's it. I know exactly what to do with you now. I just need some tools. Don't worry. I'll be right back. Megan! Yeah? Are you hurt? No, I'm okay. We need to get out of here. Now. Can you move? No, I'm bound too tightly. I have a little wiggle room, but not enough. Look around. Can you see something that can help us? No, I don't see anything. Wait. There's a gun over there. I brought that gun here. It's Peter's gun. What? Why did you bring a gun? I'll explain later. Can you reach it? How? I can't even move my legs, let alone my arms. Fuck. Grim, what is she gonna do with us? I don't know, but we need to escape before she comes back. She's crazy, Megan. She killed Melissa. Yeah, that's what I was gonna suggest. Try to tip the chair over, because if you break the legs, you can run away. Okay. I can't do it. It's too tight. He did it. Yep, it was easy. My hands are still tied, though. Key jiggles. She's coming back. Quick, get back on the chair. Fuck. Try to get your hands free. I'll distract her. Oh my god. Scalpels are amazing. So small, but so sharp. Without applying force, they allow for such great effect and precision. To cut through flesh like butter, it's an amazing tool. Where shall we begin? Leave her alone! Maybe we should start with those brown eyes. Oof. Brown like cow eyes. Disgusting. Or maybe slice off that big ugly nose. Ah! Stop it! Grim, what do you like most about Megan? Please, don't. Leah, you've got to stop this. I'll do anything. Oh, come on, Grim. Tell me what you like about her. While you're over there, why don't you start cutting him up? I know which part I'd cut off first. What the fuck? Oh, what's that? Do I sense some tension? Yes! So improv is all about saying yes. One of us starts the scene and the other one joins in and reacts to what is happening. Are we going to go? As we go along, the story will unfold naturally. How are you supposed to learn acting from this? It's actually very useful. You're forcing yourself to be another person and to act out of instinct. Fuck you, Megan, you stupid slut. Who are you calling slut? Is there anything you wouldn't fuck? You're the slut. If I had that scalpel, I'd cut your dick off. Just so you couldn't fuck everyone that winks at you. Oh, wow, haha. Look at that, Grim. It seems that Megan has had a change of heart. Too bad she's faking it. Do you think I'm stupid? Do you? You're an actress. This is what you do. I'm not faking shit. Go ahead and cut him. We'll see about that. There, pick up the scalpel. I want you to cut him, deep. With pleasure. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm gonna slash you as hard as I can. Do it, slash him. Heartbeats. I love you. No! Gunshots. I'll be right back with you. I love you so much, and I love you too. Thanks to you, we're both alive. She killed Melissa. Yes, because of me. No, Grim, this is not your fault. It was all because of her, and now she's gone. Over a year later. Morning, Grim. Hey, James, how are you? Aha, I'm great. Erin turned 5 years last Saturday. Oh wow, she's growing up fast. Say congratulations to her from me. I will. I'm digging that smile on your face. Aha, I can't stop smiling. It's my final session. It's a different person standing in front of me today for sure. I better not keep Jesse waiting. Talk to you later. Good luck, pal. There you are. I was beginning to wonder if you forgot about our appointment. Aha, no, I didn't forget. I was waiting in line to get you these. Oh my, they're beautiful. Thank you so much, Grim. Is that a ring I see on your finger? What a keen eye you have. Yeah, my boyfriend finally proposed to me. He's a lucky guy. Shall we? Yes, go ahead. Okay, Grim, today is a big day. What I've seen over our time together is some deep soul-searching. We've combated all those nasty demons of yours. How do you feel about taking it today? Excuse me. How do you feel talking about it today compared to back when we started therapy? It still hurts to think about it, but I've come to terms with the pain. I don't blame myself for it anymore. And most importantly, I can move on. Amazing, Grim. Simply amazing. So before I can let you go, let's do this one final time. I will ask you to talk about different parts of your past and to reflect upon them. Sounds good to me. Why don't we start with the nasty stuff? The trauma you experienced in that room. Okay. Aha, you don't have to close your eyes, Grim. Oh, sorry, force of habit. What we endured in that room has left a scar. I still see Leah in my nightmares, but I've been able to recognize that I'm dreaming, so it doesn't disturb me as much now. She will likely be in there in my subconscious for the rest of my life, but knowing that she really is dead makes it better. How much does it affect your day-to-day life? When I'm awake, it doesn't really affect me. The only thing I'm trying to battle right now is how I never saw any signs. I was totally oblivious to her obsession. It's so frightening to talk to someone who appears normal, not knowing what madness is going on in their mind. I was living my life the only way I could, while she was there behind me all the time, watching my every move, like I was hers. It's hard to see the logic and reasoning behind the moves of a disturbed person such as Leah. She obviously has a strong sense of self-awareness, otherwise she wouldn't have been able to hide that so well in plain sight. As horrible as Leah was, she wasn't your biggest demon. Let us continue talking about that. My relationship with Anna. Yes. That demon has left a nasty emotional scar too, something that undeniably has affected your life ever since. I want you to tell me about the most significant moments with her and what went wrong along the way. I met Anna at my workplace. I worked at the IT help desk at Bruce and Loyal. Anna worked as a junior copywriter at the time. No one really appreciated me for the work I did. Telling people to restart their PC or ask if they turned the printer on is hard to do without someone sounding like a dick. One day I got a call from a young woman who was freaking out. She had accidentally deleted her important files and said she would lose her job if she couldn't retrieve them. I went to her office in person, as she was too afraid to touch the computer, fearing that the files were lost forever. I tried to introduce myself, but she was too stressed out to even notice it. It took me 5 seconds to realize that she deleted the shortcut to the recycle bin. It was an easy fix. All her files were restored. She hugged me tightly while thanking me for saving her career. That was how we met. Over the coming days, she kept sending me instant messages thanking me for the help. Boy, he's really got to get that checked out. The messages got more and more personal until I finally dared to ask her out on a date. Being a late bloomer, I was relatively inexperienced with women. I wasn't particularly nervous, but I definitely made a lot of inappropriate remarks. To my joy, she loved it. I never saw someone laugh that hard at my weird stories. We sat on the park bench for hours. I was in that very same spot that I chose to propose to her. I thought that this was finally it. I had found the love of my life, and what waited for me was a happily ever after. The biggest lesson I learned from my relationship with Anna was to never take anyone for granted. Just because you both love each other doesn't mean that love doesn't dwindle. Love needs to be nourished. You need to see the person. You need to keep showing them love. That was my mistake. I got complacent. I focused on my hobbies instead of spending time with her. But you are entitled to your hobbies as a man, too. I never surprised her. Every day was more or less the same. That behavior is a ticking time bomb. And that one day I came home to find her cheating on me, it exploded. She wanted me to explode, too. But I didn't. I did the opposite. I imploded. Instead of dating with my emotions, I suppressed them and buried them deep inside myself. That's where it started to go wrong. How do you feel about Anna today? Do you blame her? As I've come to realize from our sessions, blaming myself for her doesn't matter. There are two sides to every story. I see that she did the wrong thing, but she did it for the right reasons. I don't know if I agree with that, because I understand what she was trying to do, but it's a little hardcore to say, hey, I'm gonna get this guy and make you fight over me. That's ridiculous. Like, I understand why she did it, but it's a really stupid thing to do. Like, there's a better way to communicate your feelings than bringing another person into the relationship and causing combat within the relationship. I haven't met her for well over a year now, but if I got the chance to meet her again, I'd say that I forgive her. And that time you saw her while being with Megan, what's your take on it? I thought it was about getting closure, that if I just sat down and talked to her instead of leaving her without saying a word, I'd be free and able to move on. But it wasn't that at all. She was a significant part of my life, and I truly loved her. It's impossible to just forget those wonderful memories I had of her, of course. And upon reflection, I don't want that. I'm not in love with her anymore, but I do love what we once had. Getting close to another woman made me feel like I did during those happy days with Anna. The flashbacks weren't due to me not being over her. They were signs that I felt the same feelings again, but for another woman. The thoughts you have about your past relationship are healthy thoughts. I'm happy that you figured it out for yourself, Grim. I gotta say, the session feels great so far, Jesse. I can actually talk about this without putting on a brave face or having a quiver in my voice. Shall we move on and talk about your best friend? Liam. It's quite ironic. He's the one who's been sick, and he's been helping me more than I've ever helped him. Liam's a truly wonderful friend. Yes, he has been sick, but you haven't been healthy either, Grim. I know. Just wish I could have done more for him. Back when he told me about his disease, I said I'd be there for him and I'd help with his list. But I also made a promise to him. I gotta say, Liam, this list, it's a bit sad, but I'll help you with it. I'm here for you. I couldn't be happier to hear that, bro. There's just one thing I need you to promise me. Name anything, bro. We've always been there for each other, and I can't imagine living life without you. When you were in that coma, I couldn't sleep. All I thought about was how I might lose you. And knowing that you feel the same for me, wherever I go, whenever I go, don't stop. I mean, you can stop and mourn for a second, you know. It sounds so fucking corny, but promise me that you bounce back and continue to live. I know how tough it'll be, but you must, bro. You're not done here. Whatever it is that you want to do, how stupid it may seem, just do it. Because you know that I'll be looking up laughing with you. Haha, surely you mean looking down. Doesn't matter. I know that you'll join me wherever I end up, eventually. That's absolutely true. Just don't rush to get there, bro. Stay here for as long as you can. I promise. I intend to keep that promise. But thanks to Rena, it's unlikely that I ever have to. What are you talking about? Are you capable of speaking English? Liam, he is speaking English. Remission is a wonderful word, Liam. It means the cancer is gone. What? Wow, her hair isn't blue anymore. Gone? Yes, after the treatment started to take effect, the results have been improving at a steady pace. And while it's still baffling why it took this long for the chemotherapy to show a positive effect... Oh, I bet Leah had something to do with that. Today, you're free from cancer. We will continue to monitor your health after stopping the chemotherapy. But I have to say that the results are as good as they can. Thank you. Thank you. You did it, Liam. I fucking beat it. You beat cancer. I did it. Yes, you did. You wouldn't have been able to. Haha. Are you crying? No, I'm not. Shut up. Yeah, she doesn't have green hair, blue hair anymore. It's gray, actually, kinda. Liam, what can you say about a man such as Liam? Sure, he has flaws and he doesn't really hide them. He kind of flaunts them. He does stupid things often and without thinking ahead. But that man, he has a heart of gold. He deserves nothing less than a long life filled with happiness. And even if Liam and I make each other's lives something special, I know that Rena is exactly the person he needs on top of that. And I know that he brings out the best of her, too. I absolutely agree, Grim. The change I've seen in Rena since she met Liam is something I only dared dream of during her rebellious years. And that you stayed by Liam's side during his battle, I'm absolutely sure that it has meant the world to him. Your friendship is very special, Grim. You two are lucky to have each other. Thanks, Jesse. I know. Finally, let's talk about Megan. Where do you want me to begin? Tell me about life after you were trapped together in Leah's room. As you know, the period afterwards was the toughest one in my life. I don't know how she did it, but Megan managed to power through it. She was so conflicted leaving me here while she moved to Los Angeles. If it wasn't for Liam, she would have quit that movie. Liam assured her that she should do what she felt was best for her. I can't understand how she managed to work while I had to endure more than a year of therapy. Did you ever think that working was her therapy, Grim? That she found strength by having something to motivate her? I guess. But how is that better than what I did after Anna left me? Isn't that a way of suppressing feelings, just like the way I did it? Everyone is different, Grim. But based on how you've described her in the past, she sounds like a really strong woman. She reminds me of myself when I was younger and decided to leave Rena's father. Some people are like that. They get stronger from hardships. I'm not like that. No, you're not. It's an uncommon trait. Was it hard being away from her? Incredibly so. Even though I encouraged her to work on that movie, a part of me blamed her for not being here by my side. But I know I was selfish. Her work made her travel around the world. We spoke to each other every day, though. And that day she came back with the news that she'd only had to be in LA to shoot the rest of the movie. It's like we pressed play on that tape that had been on pause for months. I went to live with her every other week. And when I wasn't in LA with her, I was back here with Liam and Raina. But the apartment I lived in, it didn't feel like home at the time. It might be because it lacked a woman's touch. I never really learned how to decorate. And Liam wasn't the best at helping me either. Red! Really? Yeah, red is the color of love, bro. I'm telling you, Megan'll love it. It's perfect! You really think so? Trust me, I know what chicks like. That wall will make her melt like butter in the sun. Megan finished work on the movie 4 months ago, but she didn't tell me about it because she didn't want to ruin Liam's surprise party. Surprise, motherfucker! Haha, surprise! Wow, what's the occasion? I think I can answer that. Megan! When did you get here? This afternoon, but I didn't want to spoil the surprise. But you coming back here is not that unusual. Why make this nice party for it? Because this time is different. Huh? I'm done working on the movie. I can stay back here with you now. What, really? Haha, yes! I love you so much. I love you, Grim. That night was one of the best nights I've had this year. Well, until Liam did something kind of stupid. This night has been such a wonderful night. I feel blessed to have you guys in my life. Aha, you are so drunk. Am not, shut up. You always get sentimental when you're hammered. Haha, that's so true. Stop it, I want to make a toast. Here's to you, Grim. Cheers! Cheers. This year has been very hard on you. Hee hee. And a part of you feels like it's gonna get harder. Do you mean a part of me? Don't you mean a part of me? No, not if I read the bottle correctly. What the fuck, Liam? I got you. I fucking told you I would. Enjoy having a ride for 3 hours. Ha ha ha. And what am I supposed to do? I don't know. Maybe you should go to the bathroom. Haha, later guys. Are you okay? Shit, it's so potent. I'm starting to get hard. Sorry, but it's kind of funny. Kind of funny. Sorry, but no. This is not going to be enjoyable. Come with me. I think I can figure out a way for this to be a good thing. How are you feeling? I'm fine. It's not fully hard yet. How about now? Or now? Damn, your tits are perfect. They're your tits, Grim. They're all yours. Here, feel them. Feel how soft they are. You may taste them, too. I can see how hard your dick is through those pants. Take those clothes off, Grim. I promise to make it better for you. That sounded a little jailhouse. Take them clothes off, Grim! We're not leaving this room until that problem goes away. He's not as red, but he's still kind of red. No, he's real red. Oh, Grim, I'm so wet. Put it in me. Yes. There we go. Now let's take care of that hard dick of yours. Well, why didn't you say so? Do you like it when I ride you slowly, Grim? I love it. Oh God, you're so deep inside me. I can feel every inch of you. I love you, Grim. I love you too, Megan. Fuck me from behind, Grim. I want to feel your hard dick filling me up. Yes, just like that. Push it in deeper. Okay. Well, I mean, apparently we can... Oh, we can go slow. Don't stop. It feels so good. Oh, okay. So you can... Let me go real slow. Or real fast. Or real, real fast. Megan, I'm close. I want to look deep inside your eyes when you come inside my pussy, Grim. Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me until you can't hold it in anymore. You're so tight. I'm coming. Oh, I like how she's holding her legs there. That's kind of hot. Well, if she doesn't, she'll probably fall off the bed, too. There. So there's that. It's not so much as that's hot. It's so much as... Hey, if I don't do this, I'm gonna be on the floor. Come for me, Grim. Come inside me. Boy, that didn't sound... That sounded like I was inviting everybody to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Come inside! You got a golden ticket! Oh, God. Oh, I'm 38 today. And I'm doing this stuff for you guys. Boy, what a weird roller coaster my life has been. And at 38, I'm narrating adult games. Okay, so let me get this straight. You were a writer. You played in a heavy metal band. And now you're narrating adult video games. What happened between this point to lead to this point? It's crazy, right? But you know what? I do enjoy this. I think it's fun. You know, as we're watching him ride her for probably the last time and finishing up yet another... Well, this might very well be the... first AVN we've ever finished. I mean, fully completed. You know, a lot of them we've gotten to a certain part because there's more that's being made, but we haven't actually finished an AVN yet. So, kind of ironic that on my 38th birthday, we finally finished our very first AVN on the Grimm's Dungeon brand. Whatever you want to call this. I'm calling it, you know, Grimm's Dungeon of Rants, but whatever. Grimm's Dungeon. And the money shot. Oh, fuck, that felt so good. Wow, Megan, my dick is done for. Phew. Really? I thought it'd be hard for like another 2 hours. I've missed you so much. Me too, I've missed us. And you know what? She's fucking loyal. Because she's out there in Hollywood. And she's literally like Lara Croft. Literally being fucking Vault Raider. And coming back to him. That's a decent woman right there. That's a loyal woman. That's the kind of woman you want to go for, man. For the men out there that are still looking for a woman, that's the kind of woman you want to go for. A woman that can be away and sell like, you know what? I want to come back to you because sure there's this man and this man and this man, but I'm not interested in these men, and no matter how much I might think about him. I got a man at home that I really want to be with, and I think about him all the time. That's the kind of woman you want. And if you don't want that kind of woman, then I can't help you. I mean, you can't be helped. I'm not leaving you ever again. If you are leaving, though, please take me with you. Of course I would, but I want to stay here with you, if that's okay with you? Nothing would make me happier, Megan. There's something else I wanted to ask you. It's been on my mind this entire evening. Okay? What's the deal with this ugly wallpaper? Well, what Liam did was stupid at the time, but it led to something beautiful. Last week's sonogram indicated it'll be a girl. Oh wow, they're having kids. It's so funny. When we heard that, Megan and I immediately looked at each other and smiled. We said Melissa's name at the same time. It makes sense. Me and Megan always talked about Melissa. I bet they did. But only about the good memories we had of her. Even though we put on brave faces, it's been really tough for us and we both felt guilty. Guilty because after Melissa died, the funeral wasn't the best. I mean, funerals are never great, but we were all in such tough spots in our lives that we really didn't give Melissa the farewell she deserved. So, that's what we're all going to do tonight. We'll have a memorial for Melissa at a place that means a lot for us. It sounds like a wonderful way to honor her memory, Grim. The purpose of these sessions has never been about turning things in your life into sunshine and rainbows. It's been about moving on, by getting rid of your biggest demons. And looking at the progress you've made, despite the pain you and Megan still deal with, I can truly see that you're living again. I really am. Things can always be better in life, but that's just how it is. I've pushed through, and now my life has gotten a new purpose. I can't wait to meet my daughter. Guess what, Grim? That was it? Mm-hmm. You did it. The last session. I don't know how to thank you. Even though I'll miss you as a patient, Grim, I couldn't be any happier saying goodbye to you right now. Bye, Jesse. James! Hey, is this supposed to be a Team Rocket reference? Hey. Congrats, Grim. You did it. Thanks. Are you up for a beer on Friday? Always. Now get out of here, will you? Later. At the moment I stepped out that door, I started to cry. Tears of joy. How I'd miss that feeling. The darkest period of my life had ended right there. And I finally went to go see the doctor about what the hell, why I'm so red. Sure, the future proved to be full of hardships too. But that's life. Volt looter. Okay. Well, maybe it's not like a Lara Croft thing. Maybe it's more like a horror movie. It's rated R. This time around, I was well prepared for the challenge. After 8 months of trials, today the verdict came in. Peter Johnson and former officer Michael Hellman are sentenced to 25 and 34 years in prison, respectively. Ex-convict! Well, I'll bet! After being found guilty in what can only be described as one of the biggest cases of police corruption scandals the city has seen this century. Like I said, the darkest period of my life really did end right there. You notice why I didn't kill him? That's why. Because I thought it would lead to a bad ending. Hey, there you are. Me, Brownie, and Fatty wanted to pick you up, but just missed you. Liam! Come on, sweetheart, I'm only kidding. You're not that fat, see what I did? Haha, how did it go? Hey, guys. Couldn't have gone better. I don't need therapy anymore. Congrats, Grove, bro. You fucking did it. Really? That's wonderful. Congratulations, Grim. Hop in the Blackmobile. Let's go for a spin. Hell yeah. So are you still up for it tonight? Yeah, today's the day to do it. Yeah, it's a perfect day for it. Let's do it right this time. I wish I could make this story better. Wish I could tell you that life is perfect. Life isn't a dance on roses. Life gets tough. Life will come down on you without mercy, out of nowhere. Life doesn't care. It just happens. The only thing in your power is how you react to it. You can ball up in a corner feeling pity. You can give up and end it all. But you can also go down the other path saying, I won't let this break me. Even how much it hurts. Never let life break you. Melissa lived life in a turmoil, and she did. She deserves so much better than the ending she got. Even though they've had their ups and downs, Megan never left her side. And I vow to never leave hers. Life for us isn't over yet. But one thing is sure. The biggest story of my life began the day I met a girl named Megan. Meet me where the sun grazes the ocean, where both wind and water touches the ground. When all comes round, beneath the willow on a mound, I will rest my weary head for a while. There they are. Do you, Megan Wallace, take Grim Lord? Oh man, boy, that's crazy.
You sure that's the right name?
Yeah, just go with it. To be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Grim Lord, take Megan Wallace to be your lawfully wedded wife? I do. The end. That's it, guys. We're done with acting lessons. So I will look at the tallies. And what I mean tallies, I'll look at the view counts. For, I know Somerset, but there's another one. Was it Summer Memories? Not Summer Memories. I keep saying Summer Memories, but I know exactly which one it is. I think it's Seasons, something Seasons. I'm going to look at them, and the one that has the most votes is the next one we're doing. We're not going to do any more acting lessons. There's obviously other paths, but I'm really happy with the ending. Like, it's perfect, really. I don't think it could change by dating Rena or dating Melissa. Even though I'm more of a Melissa person, I think this just felt like the way it should have gone. Like, you meet Melissa, you know, you meet Megan. Megan's the friend. There's all the turmoil and situation revolving around Megan. And you eventually marry Megan and have children, and Liam gets better. And, you know, everything seemed to work out the way it's supposed to. I don't think I'd have an issue with this. Like, if they said, oh, that's not the true end. That's the true end as far as I'm concerned. That's the way I wanted the story to end. I'm perfectly happy with this. If people said, oh, there's another ending where you have, okay, fine. That's great, but I'm happy with this. That's how it should end. If you want to try the Leah path, I think she's on there, and see how crazy that gets, be my guest. But if that gets, like, really freaky, I mean, I couldn't do it. Again, that one movie with Keanu Reeves, I can't remember the name of it. Knock Knock. Yeah, I hate that fucking movie. No crazy psycho bitch shit for me. I've got literal PTSD over that kind of shit, so, no. But, yeah, I'm happy with this. And yep, on my 38th birthday, we finished our very first AVN on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Weather the storm and stick to the vision. Anything less than the vision wouldn't be yours. Acting lesson. That's it. That was really, really good. Ignatz did the proofreading. Beta testing. The These will probably be all the people that supported him in the beginning. Special thanks to N7, Boss Applesauce, Daw. Okay, yep, a lot of people. Philly Games, oh, shout out to him. We were going to do City of Broken Dreamers, but it's a little too late, so I'm kind of gonna go to bed. But we'll do it later on. I mean, this actually went over the 30 because we wanted to. I mean, we're finishing it. This game became a reality thanks to each generous spirit who showed me support through donations and encouragement on Patreon. A huge warm hug to every former and current patron. You helped me achieve a dream. And of course, now his game's on GOG and Steam. So you can get this one, and you can also get Being a Dick, which is an amazing game as well. But we finished Acting Lessons. It wasn't that long. I told you it wasn't going to take that long, and I'm happy with it. Guess that's the best thing I can ask for. It's a good way to end the story, and obviously, yes, it's my birthday, so. Alright, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We will see you next time. Oh, there's more. Hold up. This is it, Liam. Your 15 seconds of fame. Don't blow it. Don't forget to strut. What are you doing? Remember what Megan told you. Smile to the camera. I'm beautiful. Don't forget to wave, Liam. Huh? Oh, nothing. Almost. Almost. Did you see that shit? I fucking nailed it. There you go. That's it. Ugh. Reminds me of like Amber Heard, right? Yeah. Oh yeah, forgot about Hedwig. Melissa, of course. That's all the girls, and of course we ended up with Megan at the end of the day. Alright guys, so you can play the game yourself and get your own ending. Tell me if you think maybe the ending you got was better than what I got, but I think my ending was pretty much fucking perfect, like the way it's supposed to be. At any rate, though, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with another novel. You'll see what it'll be. I'm out.